Good morning, gang. I hope you guys are all doing good this morning. Katie made me aware that last week's recording was a little muffled at times. Just got an iPhone, so, you know, I'm figuring out how to use it, so this week should be a little bit better. Good news, Katie made it back into town last night after a six-hour delay at the Atlanta airport, but we're glad to have her back. Thank you so much to all you guys for helping make the gym run super smooth while she was away. Mr. Cahoot, I hope your stomach's feeling better. And that you don't feel like crap anymore. couple things for the upcoming week. First thing, guys, is basically from now until the end of January, let's really push the in-house competition that we're going to be putting on. I'd like us all to be mentioning it like every single class, right? It could just be a quick, hey, let's do this fun, right? We don't want to like pressure the athletes to do it. Riley, you probably, there's a couple athletes you could bully into doing it though. But again, let's really try and get that going. I think it could be tons of fun. I think we'd all love to get enough people doing it that we can get that taco food truck. So that's kind of like the added benefit for us. I think we talked about it a little bit at the coaches meeting, but this is a great opportunity for us as coaches to maybe kind of reach out to some, athletes, whether they're long time or newer, that we think might be interested in it and see if they want to partner up with one of us as a coach. And then Riley and Sandy, I believe, are already down in Mexico. I hope you guys have a wonderful trip down there. We are an equal opportunity gym, so at some point we're going to have to get in a guys-only coaches trip, Trevor and Andy. Going here pretty soon, and there will be no identifying as males for anyone else out there who's thinking about it. Just kidding. That was maybe a bad place joke. Ha ha. Next thing, big thing I want you guys to talk about for the week, and I'll add a link in this text, is Zone 2. Chris Cooper, he's the guy that runs Two Brains, the mentorship team we run with, but he also has his own gym. Super, super smart guy in the fitness world. Just a quick 7-minute video of him talking about Zone 2 and how important it is in fitness. And he doesn't really talk about it, but you guys will have no problem listening to it and going, oh, yeah, we don't really do that much in CrossFit. We're in Zone 3, 4, 5 a ton. It's just having at least one session a week in Zone 2. He recommends 3 to 4 hours a week. But just really drive home to the athletes, guys, how important Zone 2 is, kind of help remind them what Zone 2 is and then why is it important, right? So a lot of it just comes down to burning fat. If you want to be burning fat, you should be in Zone 2, okay? And it's hard to do sometimes with CrossFit. That's where we as coaches are here to kind of educate and push people toward this Zone 2 level and help them stay there and kind of help them tell them what are good workouts to do it and what aren't. Looking ahead at the week, Thursday, again, another 40-minute EMOM, really good opportunity to zone to it. I will point out, I think it's important for the athletes, right? Once you go into Zone 3, even if you go back down into Zone 2, it negates the fat burning benefits of that Zone 2. Once we start getting our heart rate up, we start burning carbs for fuel, not fat. Okay, and that's kind of the whole purpose of Zone 2. So if you have some time, watch that video. It's quick. It's got a ton of really good information, not just for you guys to impart to the athletes, but for you as athletes and your fitness too. I think that's the big stuff I'd like to touch on this week. So just, you know, keep encouraging Zone 2. Really, even if you're working out 3 times a week, one of those should be a Zone 2. So kind of impart that to your classes and then keep pushing that in-house comp. Maybe think about some people that might like to partner up or that you would like to partner with if you're thinking about doing it. Workout-wise, I feel like Dwight kind of has a Trevor thing going on this morning or in the video this week. So you guys might see the similarities or not. I don't know. Watch his video. He breaks everything down for us pretty good as normal. Looks like more or less same stuff. Couple things. It looks like on Wednesday we're going to have quite a bit of extra time for ring muscle-up progressions. Again, we don't have a ton of people doing ring muscle ups at the gym, right? So you can kind of choose if you want to give free roam time to like practice all the exercises and movements we have to work on ring muscle ups, or you could just say, hey, I think it'd be beneficial to take that time and just have everybody do, you know, a handful of sets of ring dips and push ups just to start building strength. I already mentioned Thursday. Let's encourage people to go zone two on that. Other than that, we got our back squats. Pretty normal CrossFit week. Just continue coaching like you guys are. The coach eval sheets went out early in the week, so please let me know if you have any questions on those. Katie and I will stay in touch with you guys on when we're thinking that first coach evaluation will be. Don't worry, I think it's still 2 months away or so. Other than that, guys, I don't think I have anything else for you. If you've got, I think we're going to have some more gymnastics stuff this week. So call back or remember everything we did with Trevor and Sandy at that gymnastics thing. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach back out to them. I'm sure they'll be happy to help any of us with good scaling options or movements. Thank you so much again for all that you guys do. Look forward to seeing you in the week ahead. Have a good rest of your weekend. Go Broncos.